Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Social Security and how to reform it are issues on the campaign trail this year. And joining us now for more on where the candidates stand on the issue of retirement and Social Security is Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Hi, Jill.
Hey.
And Jill, we've gotten a lot of comments from listeners about raising or eliminating the cap on earnings subject to the payroll tax. And Bernie Sanders has said that he wants to do that. Right now, how is it set up and how would raising the income cap work?
So the system is set up that there is a wage base, $118,500 this year. And every employee puts away 6.2% in payroll taxes to help fund Social Security. And every employer puts away 6.2% as well. Now, the question is, would raising that wage base help shore up the Social Security system? Absolutely. Most experts that I speak to say that the number that would really make a big difference for Social Security would be raising it to $250,000. That would bring a lot more money into the system.
And the reason that a lot of defenders of Social Security don't want to do that is because then it becomes more of a redistribution system than something everybody pays into and everybody gets out of the same amount.
Right. And, you know, honestly, the hard part about this is that, you know, of course, we want a system that's fair, but we know that earning a certain amount of money in one part of the nation is very different than in another part. So that's why it gets a little thorny.
Hillary Clinton also said she wants to ask the wealthy to contribute more to Social Security. Here's something else that she said.
I will defend Social Security against the Republican schemes to privatize it and turn the trust fund over to Wall Street. The worst idea ever.
Is there still support for privatizing Social Security? Because this is something that George W. Bush tried to do and it didn't work.
Seems a lot better idea during a bull market. But after the financial crisis, pretty much every expert believes that privatizing Social Security is very risky. Probably not a good idea for most Americans. I almost say any American, even the ones with great financial acumen.
Ted Cruz has said he doesn't want to make any changes for people approaching retirement age, but for younger workers, he wants to raise the retirement age. But he does support privatizing. Here's what he said.
That a portion of your tax payments are in personal accounts like a 401k that you own, that you control, that you can pass on to your kids and grandkids.
So we just talked about privatization of Social Security, but what about that idea of raising the retirement age just for younger workers?
Well, I think the issue is that we have a Social Security system that is not broke, okay? It is underfunded at the current promises that are being made by the government. So that means by around 2035 or so that the current system can only pay out about 3/4 of the benefits promised. So if we want to keep everything the same as it is now, we've got to shore up the system. One way is to raise the wage base. Another way is to make people work longer. Scaling it in based on age probably does make sense.
Here is an unusual comment from a Republican candidate. Listen to Donald Trump.
I will do everything within my power not to touch Social Security, to leave it the way it is.
So he wants to leave it the way it is. John Kasich has said he wouldn't raise the retirement age, but he would cut Social Security for people who don't rely on it as their only source of income.
If you've had wealth throughout your lifetime, when the time comes for you to be on Social Security, you'll still get it. It will just simply be less.
Jill, is means testing a good option for reforming Social Security?
Well, a lot of the experts I speak to say this is a tough one. How are you going to figure out the compliance around this? So, for example, it may be that someone's income can be driven down by finagling with some of your investments. And are we going to count income that is coming out of your retirement account? And is that really fair? So I don't think that means testing has any shot at moving forward. Again, I really believe if you look at the system as it is, it's probably going to be some combination of raising the wage base, having people work a little bit longer. And if we were to do that, that does solve Social Security. However, the elephant in the room is the rising cost of health care. That is a much tougher issue. Notice nobody's talking about that one.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, thanks as always.
Thank you.